Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantove with your community comment. Recently, our little section of Eureka, Old Town, made its way in the news with word that a giant camera tower was installed in the Eureka gazebo area. While I was surprised at first, it took about 2 seconds to understand that it's a good idea putting some eyes in the sky to bring some law and order to the streets. From the merchant's perspective, these streets, oh, they're getting worse. Of course, I have countless examples, but why not share a few of the latest? We have one special case, a guy named Steve, who continually gets arrested and has a history of burglary that goes back to years. He has attempted to enter my store several times, even though he has been told he is not welcome. The last couple times, I have had to use a little bit of physical effort to keep him out. The guy is a mess, and the system has arrested him a half a dozen times in the last 60 days. 2 weeks ago, a group of 30-year-old lazies that we have nicknamed the Sons of Leisure, I love that name, did something really ugly. 4 of them walked up to a homeless man and tipped over his shopping cart right on the sidewalk of 2nd Street. The incident, it was reported to police and in one of the local news blogs. While I have no idea who started the ruckus, a 4-on-1 fight is not something that we should ever tolerate. It should never happen anytime, anywhere. Drug deals happen daily and in plain sight in the Wild West portion of 2nd Street. If you need more proof and you think I'm exaggerating, take out your smartphone, download the Neighbors app, and register your zip code. If you put in 95501, you will see burglaries and property crime galore. I don't blame the police because they are doing their jobs. If you want proof of that, simply look at the sheer number of people that get arrested. Take an extra few minutes, look at the last 30 days of arrests. You will see that many of the same people are getting arrested, charged. Charges often bounce between petty theft and public intoxication. The arrests are happening, and I'm thankful for that. So why are all these criminal drug addicts released so quickly after the arrests? I honestly don't know, and that's not really my area of expertise. So anyway, back to the cameras. Yes, they are a good idea. Quite simply, if we are not going to keep bad people in jail, then we need to make more overt, passive strategies to show that we still care about crime prevention. Cameras still have a little bit of effect on local criminals. If they are about to do something naughty, looking up and seeing a camera sometimes makes them think twice. This is all about winning on the margins here. As our local legal system continues to drift toward only incarcerating the most serious repeat offenders, I'm thinking that these cameras will play a dynamic role in making sure that daily offenses get recorded. I know the cameras make regular folks seem uncomfortable. All I can say is that's too bad. We need them if we want to at least slow down the rising crime situation.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.